All right, ladies, if you'd return to your seats, we're going to get started. If you get your programs out, we're going to sing Rejoice for the Steps, which is real interesting, Miss Way. I'm not sure where you are, but that's going to be one of our songs. One of the verses that she read. But I need to make a correction. So if you'll find in your program Rejoice for the Steps, we purposefully changed the lyrics of this song. Instead of it saying Rejoice for the Steps of a Righteous Man, we're changing scripture, ladies. We're going to sing Woman, and it got changed in the second part of the song there in your program, but the very first part, it still says the steps of a righteous man. We're not going to sing it that way. We're going to say the steps of a righteous woman. So just add whoa in front of that man, and we'll be good. All right, so if you'll stand, and if you don't know this song, it's real easy to pick up on, so I think you'll be good.
Rejoice for the steps of a righteous woman. They are ordered of God. They are ordered of God. Rejoice for the steps of a righteous woman. They are ordered of God. In the time of trouble, God will uphold her. God will preserve. Steps are ordered of God.
Let's do it again. You ready?
Rejoice for the steps of a righteous woman. They are ordered of God. They are ordered of God. Rejoice for the steps of a righteous woman. They are ordered of God. In the time of trouble, your steps are ordered of God. So rejoice, your steps are ordered of God.
Thank you, Lord. Don't you love how God puts things together? It was the verse that she read, and it just fits right along with our song. Thank you. You can be seated.
All right, ladies. I am now going to pull a name out of here to honor. I used to always do it, one who drove the forest, and I had like three churches that drove from Oklahoma City, and got to be just a one-sided competition. So now what I do is I just put pastors' names in here, and then I just draw one out. So today's name is Miss Joyce Grimes, Bible Baptist Church, Waxahachie. All right. So I appreciate that, ladies. I appreciate you all, because the pastor's wives are important key, because they get their ladies instilled and get them coming and signing up. And so it's important that we honor our pastor's wives. And I know sometimes not always the pastor's wife can come, but I just appreciate the work that you do to get those to come. All right, we're going to do a couple games, and I'm going to turn it over to a young lady from our church, Earlene. And okay.
I like that young part.
Is it good? Am I good?
She probably doesn't even need a mic.
Anyway, in case you didn't hear me, I like that young part, that young lady part. That was good. We are going to do some games. As Christian ladies, we can have fun, right? We were just told that this morning, so I believe you. So now, You guys got to prove to me that you can have fun, because I need volunteers. And I'm going to split it down, kind of like right here. I'm splitting you in the middle. And so I have volunteers from this side, and then volunteers from that side. Okay? So for this, I need 3 volunteers from this side, and 3 volunteers from that side. Come on up. Okay, I got 2. Come, what's happening over here? Which side? Go ahead. Sorry, I need 6 total. As long as I have 6, I guess if one side plays better than the other. Okay. Do we have 6? Okay. All right. Do you want to get them lined up? Get yours lined up? Yeah. Okay. So this is the spoon race. And here's the rules. So listen up, ladies. Here's the rules. You're going to put your spoon in your mouth. One at a time. One person at a time. And there we go. Spoon goes in the mouth. Pumpkin goes on the spoon. And you're going to race each other, your teams. You're going to go all the way up to the back, around, and then back down here. If you drop your pumpkin off of your spoon at any time, you have to stop. You don't have to come back, but you have to stop, get your pumpkin back on your spoon, and then you can continue. Yes? Yep. Nope. All the way. Not through the doors. Yeah, like to the map. Just the back and around. And then when you come back down here, it's a relay, so it depends. So, you guys want to be enthusiastic for each side, because, you know, there's only one winner. Not everybody gets a trophy. So, you understand? You got them? You can... whatever pace you go at. I mean, it's a race. Please don't run in church, right? We teach our kids, don't run in church. So, you can walk fast. Are you ready?
Ready.
Set. And the pumpkin has to be flat in the spoon, not rounded on the round side. Go! Okay. Cheer them on. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, look at that. They're not even dropping the pumpkin. These are good. Uh-oh, she dropped it. If it starts to fall off your spoon, you have to let it fall. No hands. No hands. Oh, it's pretty close, you guys. Cheer them on. Oh, here she comes. You gotta let it fall. If you don't, no hands, don't catch it. Oh, it's neck and neck. Pumpkin to pumpkin. Almost. Oh, I'm in the way. Oh, I'm no help. All right. Keep going. It's a relay. Okay, let's go. Come on. Cheer them on. Gotta let it fall. Gotta let it fall. No hands. No hands. We don't cheat, right? We can have fun, but we can't cheat. I know. Oh, it's pretty close. Gotta let it fall. Gotta let it fall. All right, it's close. Here they come. Here they come. Oh, it's really close. Who's going to take it? Who's going to take it? Home stretch, ladies. Home stretch. Woo! Let's go! Slow and steady wins the race, it looks like. Come on, let's go. Cheer her on. Cheer her on. Okay. So close. Don't give up. Never give up. Never give up. Okay. job. Good job. That's all right. You bring it home. Bring it home. Bring it home. Cheer her on. Bring it home. Yeah, there you go. Yay. Where they at? Oh. Okay. So y'all can have a seat. Do I sound like a Texan, y'all? Okay, I forgot to introduce my lovely young ladies that are helping me. This is Leisha. She's always going to handle the team on this side. And that's Bonnie. She's always going to handle the team on that side. Okay. This one is called Minute to Win It. So I need 3 volunteers again from this side, not the same ladies, please, and 3 from this side. And if you want to volunteer, just come on up. All right, I need 1 more. 1 more from this side. Come on, ladies, it's fun. There we go. Oh, how many people recognize this young lady? Left us and went to another church. They moved. I was about to tell you, get right and get back here. Yes, so, all right. Here's the rules on this one. You're going to, it's a relay, so you guys are playing one team against the other again. Okay? Where are you starting? Back here? So, the first one in line, back there, wherever they're going to throw them from. Thank you. Vanna White would be like, right? Okay. So, the first line, as I fall down, in line is going to come and sit on the stool, and it's a relay. So, you're going to face that way, and you're going to face this way. There you go. And you're going to have this beautiful headband to put on your head, because it's a headband. And you can hold on to it. You can hold on to the band part. Okay? So you're going to toss as many of these lifesavers. They're individually wrapped, so it is sanitary. And you're going to try to, now you, when you're on the stool, you can move, but you cannot stand up. And if you lean too far in to try to catch a candy and candies fall out, bummer, dude. You lose those points. Okay? So you got it? And then as soon as my timer calls minute or time, you want to call holler time, then, yes. So when you hear time, you get up, go to the back of the line, you will come, and you will put the headband on. But you got to give the headband to your captain of the ship, okay? Because they're going to take however many of them you have, they're going to put them in a separate bowl. At the end of the relay, whoever has the most candies, who caught them fair and square, will win. And again, it's a relay, team work, cheer them on. Ready, set, go. You gotta stay on the stool.
Come on, Cindy.
You can just keep talking one at a time. I don't think I mentioned that. One at a time. A little harder, darling. A little harder. Oh, there. So close. So close. Oh, there's the first one. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, almost. Almost. She's back up, Dawn. Oh, my God, went over here. Looks like 1-1. Keep tossing. Toss until we holler.
Keep going.
Tell me what you can. Okay, keep tossing. Toss. Just keep going. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going. Good job, you guys. So we got to refill the candy dish. I'll get out of the way. How many did they get in their cup? Two, three?
Two.
Got two on this side. How many did we get on that side? Donna. Or Bonnie, sorry. Three. Oh, it's 3-2. My captains are getting things under control. All right. Oh, you got a knot. Don't remember. Okay. Are we ready? Set? Go. Minute to win it. Toss as many as you can. One at a time. One at a time. It's 3-2. We got to get it in there. Come on. Whoa. They got another one. Oh, if they are, just throw them. It's okay. Oh, there's another one. Woo, little order. Woo, come on, come on. Whoa. Whoa. Getting close. Okay, keep going. I know. Okay. What's the time? Okay, we're going to call. Okay. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Please stop. Boop. Freeze. Red light. We're going to have to gather the candy on the floor. We didn't think that through. That one doesn't count. Sorry. We have plenty of candy. If y'all would catch more, we wouldn't have to fetch them off the floor. Just saying. Okay. Sorry about that. Maybe we can get, maybe we can get a couple. You guys want to pick up candy? Can you pick up candy for me? Yeah. The triplets. So if you guys can just scoop them up and give them back to the captains. Do you have enough now to start? You guys have 5 more seconds. And I'm going to give Miss Veronica 2 throws before we start because they got a couple on you because you ran out of candy. Does that sound fair? Okay. So hold up and just for 2 throws. And we have, how much do we have? 5 seconds left? Okay. Ready, set, go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, that's it. Now, if my girls can gather up that candy. Give it to the captain. I'm just the captain of the microphone. Okay, this is 3rd and final. So, the final count after these are done. Ready? Set? Go. Cheer them on. Cheer them on. Woo, a little harder. A little harder. A little harder. Oh, close. Oh, so close. Just toss as many as you can, one at a time. You don't have to wait. Just one at a time, though. Oh, so close. This is the final stretch, guys. Don't buckle under the pressure. A little harder, darling. There, whoa. Almost. There we go. Keep going. Keep going. Cheer them on, you guys. Come on, they need a little cheer it on. Oh, there's another one. There's another. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that's it. Good job, you guys. Now the captains are going to count the total, and you guys can gather up the candy for me on the floor. I would appreciate it very much. We don't want anybody tripping on them. You can keep what you pick up. How's that? You just can't count it. Oh, there's one. There. Okay. That was it. That was fun, wasn't it? We can have fun. But we're still totaling up. And how many do you have? 5 to 12. Good job. All of you did good job, though. It's harder than it looks, you guys. It really is. Whether you're tossing or whether you're catching, it's harder than it looks. Catching's harder? Yeah. Okay, well, I think that's it, right? Back to Miss Marcia. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Okay. Forgive me. Yeah, we take those. All right, we are going to do a drawing for some gifts right now. And forgive me, I was supposed to do that last time, but I forgot. So we're going to draw some names here, or some numbers. Look on the back of your program. On the back of your program should be a little number on the back page, the very last page. I think it's the puzzle page. Okay. 15? Okay, Miss Julie, I'll try. Okie dokie. All righty. 44. Okay. Keep count. 96. Okay. 68. That was three. Okay, 111. 111. Oh, we don't know low numbers. We need some low numbers. Right, Julie? 13. Oh, no. Wait. Take it back. 137. I read it wrong. My thumb was over the 7. Sorry. That was not fair. Okie dokie. Okay. I forgot how many that was. Okay. 62. 101. Okay. One more. 43. Okay. Alrighty, thank you. And we'll be doing this again. So I'm going to turn the music to the music.
For the Lord many years ago, I had a lot of heartache, I met a lot of grief and woe. When I would stumble, then I would humble down and say, praise the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around, he's offered everything that that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. There's nothing in this world that could ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold could never buy His love from above. When my soul needs healing and I began to feel His power, I say, praise the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I stood still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
I'm going to move one of these before you go up. I forgot. Okay, put this up here for you, Miss Terry, just in case. All right, I'm going to go ahead and announce or introduce our next speaker, Miss Terry Lasser, and she's from. I was thinking Triumph Trinity Baptist Church in Arlington. All right, yes, ma'am. Okay, and I should have known. Read that bio and talking to her, and but it's been a blessing because I did not know these two ladies from Adam. We had lunch at Cracker Barrel one afternoon, and it was like I had known them forever. I mean, I walked in Cracker Barrel and Miss Julia just ran to me. It's like, oh, okay, I'm Miss Turner. But they are special, really special to my heart because it just seemed like we bonded. And so now I'm going to turn it over to her, and she's got something to share. And so, Miss Lassiter.
Well, that song was good, wasn't it? I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. You know, being a Christian is the best thing in the whole world. It's the sweetest life. And, you know, where would we be without the Lord, really? We'd be on our way to hell for one, but He's so good. He's been so good to us, and He's blessed us so much more than we deserve. And thank you, ladies, for that song. That was a real blessing. When my husband woke me up this morning, he's a morning person, I am not. He wakes up whistling, you know, it's just, he's one of those people, he jumps out of bed and he's ready to go. And he would enjoy that walking thing. He would blow it out of the water, this little walking measure thing. He is, he's an energizer bunny that never stops. But he woke me up this morning and he said, well, honey, he said, it's time to get up and get ready. He goes, I want you to just preach it this morning. I said, honey, this is a ladies' seminar. This isn't a preacher's conference. And, you know, we're so different. Men and women are so very different in so many different ways. And I'm glad God made us that way, different. You know, I'm going to knock that off, I think. I'm going to sit it down here so I don't knock it off. But I hope that you'll be understanding with me this morning. I'm going through a phase in my life, and it's called mental pause. So I have these moments, y'all. I hope that some of you understand, don't you? I have these moments where I'm just going right along, and all of a sudden my brain just shuts her down. So I've already informed Mrs. Way that if and when my brain does shut off, I have the notes right here. She's going to come up on up and finish reading it for me, just in case. I have found that for you ladies that would need a little helpful hint, when these things come upon you, these foreign things that we just never ever imagined, one of the things that I have found that helps, and you might want to file this if you're not there yet, just put it in there somewhere for future reference, but I have found that one of the things that does help is to go to a freezer. If you have a freezer in your home, especially the kind that opens like this, put your head in. When you have that moment, put your head in, put your two elbows on two orange juice cans, rest your chin on a bucket of Bluebell ice cream. It is amazing what it will do for you. It will calm you down. If you stay in there long enough, grab a spoon, eat a little ice cream. It's great, wonderful. So that would be one of my helpful hints for each one of you. If you're not there, file it. You'll need it for later. If you've already made it through and survived, God bless you. I'm so happy. I'm looking forward to that day. Pray for me. So let's go ahead, and we're going to get started today. I'm going to give you right off the bat, you know, I love the thing, Mrs. Turner, it is Mrs. Turner, right? See, I'm working on it. Mrs. Turner, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today. And you're right, we were just bonded and kindred spirits right from the very beginning. And I'm very thankful to be here and for the privilege to be able to speak to these ladies today. But I want to tell you that, you know, this theme is wonderful, walking with the Lord. And it's so vital in our Christian life to not just start that journey, but to continue that journey throughout our entire life. And so there's three things that, first of all, you know, the Bible talks a lot about walking. You know, the Lord mentions how to walk, and he mentions walking so many times. He says we're to walk in newness of life, we're to walk by faith, we're to walk in the Spirit, we're to walk worthy, we're to walk in love, we're to walk in the light, we're to walk humbly, and even in death, we're to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and he promises that he's with us, even there, he's with us. So there's so many things that the Lord talks about as our walk with him. And there's three things that I believe that are three qualities that are crucial for walking with God for a lifetime. That's my thing today, is to speak to you about walking with God for a lifetime. And so there's three things I'd like you to jot down at the very beginning. I think that we need to have as qualities in our life as we walk with God for a lifetime. The first one is humility. Humility. Humility is not... It's not thinking less of ourselves. It's just thinking of ourselves less. It's thinking of others. It's thinking of the Lord. It's thinking of ways to please him. Humility is it's dying to self, really, what it is. It's dying to self. And Paul said he died daily, and that's what the Lord wants us to do. It's dying to ourselves so we can live for him. And another one that I believe, a quality that I believe is so important as we walk with God for a lifetime, is faithfulness. God expects us to be faithful. The Lord says it's required in a steward that he be found faithful. And faithfulness is trustworthy. It's committed. It's true. It's steadfast and constant. And so living a life that's committed and surrendered to God is a life that's consistent, that's faithful. And I believe that's another quality that God requires of us as we walk with him for a lifetime. And the third one is loyalty. God wants us to be loyal. You know, there's so many times in our lives that when things happen, especially that we don't understand, he expects us and desires for us to trust him and be faithful and loyal to him, even when we don't understand what's going on. He wants us to be loyal, and loyal is simply showing allegiance or being devoted for a lifetime. Basically, it just means not quitting on God. So those are the three things that I want you to kind of file away and just put aside for a moment, and you'll see how these three things, these three crucial qualities are required in a person that walks with God for a lifetime, and we'll see that as we go along. When I thought about walking, I told Mrs. Turner, I said, I think I'm going to use shoes. I like I like shoes. Does everybody, every woman likes shoes, right? You know, that's just kind of, I don't know, maybe for some of us, it's just kind of our fault. We go in a shoe store, I mean, go in a store and immediately we're drawn to the shoes. So, and my husband, when we got our new home, we had this closet, and the closet was, it's a big closet. I'd never had a big closet before in my whole life. And so when we got it, it had like shelves built all around, and then it had this opening here, and then it had racks right here, here, and here. So when I went in, I said, okay, now, honey, I'm going to take this, 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 and you can have this right here. He's like, and then when I started putting all, bringing all the shoes and clothes and things in, he was like, okay, I understand now. I got you. I see why now. But, you know, shoes are a vital part of a lady's life, right? Okay, so the first thing that I want to say is that when we're going to walk with the Lord for a lifetime, the first thing I think we're going to need is we're going to need some walking shoes. Now, these are, Mrs. Way, these are brand, you can tell I've never even worn these. So so you can tell how much I walk. And I don't really need one of those. So, but we need walking shoes when we're gonna walk with the Lord and walk worthy of Him. So, and walk with Him for a lifetime. So, the first thing that the reason we need the tennis shoes is we're gonna, the Bible says that we're to walk in newness of life. That starts with salvation. So, the starting point for us in our walk with the Lord for a lifetime is salvation. Without salvation, we really have no purpose. We have no reason to want to walk with the Lord. So that's the first step, is walking in newness of life, is accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior. And then not only accepting Him as our Savior, but realizing the depth of what He went through for us because He loved us. I think so many ladies sometimes don't really realize how much the Lord really loves us. We say we do, but do we really? Sometimes our actions don't show that we really know how much He loves us. And He loves you. And His love is unconditional. It means that He loves you when you're good. He loves you when you're bad. He loves you when you're happy, and He loves you when you're sad. He just plain old loves you. And when we get a hold of that, that will totally transform our life. It really will. So it's important that we accept that we are forgiven. When we accept Him as our Savior, we are forgiven. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, as we all know. But the starting point of our life and walking with the Lord for a lifetime is salvation. So, you know, when we walk in that, I'll have to share with you that, you know, life is a journey. It really is. It's a daily journey, and it begins with salvation. And for some of you, it was an early age. For some of you, you got saved when you were very young. For others of you, maybe it was later in life that you got saved. For me, it was, I was 29 years old. I grew up in a Southern Baptist church. I had made a profession of faith. I went forward and joined the church and was baptized at 8 years old. But you know, once we got in church and I started hearing preaching, the Holy Spirit really convicted me, and He showed me that I was lost. By this time, my husband was the associate pastor at Trinity Baptist Church. But I knew I was lost. When I talked to him about this, he told me, he said, honey, I wouldn't go to hell because of what someone else thinks. This is your decision, and only you know whether you're saved or you're lost. May I say to you, only you know whether you're truly saved or you're lost. I had convinced myself, I kept thinking, surely I am saved. I mean, I joined the church, I got baptized. But at 29 years old, on a Sunday morning, I went forward. My husband was preaching that morning because Dr. Smith was sick with a stomach virus. He was at home. When I went forward, my husband told me, he said, I'm so proud of you. He baptized me that morning. And I can honestly tell you, ladies, right now, there has never been a day in my life since that day that I've ever doubted my salvation. I know where I'm going, and there's no one that can talk me out of it. When the Holy Spirit comes in and lives in us once we've been saved, He confirms that. He helps us to remember and constantly confirms that in our heart. So that's the first step, is salvation, walking with the Lord for a lifetime. I must say that after we get saved, now God wants us to walk in the light. When I chose these shoes, and these now I do wear these, and I wear these a lot. I chose these because we're free in Christ to walk in the light. And that's what he wants us to walk in, his truth, and he wants us to walk in his grace. So as we're walking as new Christians, things are, when I got saved, I mean, everything came to life. I mean, I had new life. I was a new creature in Christ. I was so excited. Everything was exciting to me. God's word was exciting to me. Learning how to win souls. I had never won a soul in my life. We started a soul winning class, jumped in head first. And I mean, just when I won my first soul, you would have thought I had just like died and gone to heaven. It was amazing. So exciting. Everything was exciting. When I heard preaching, it was like, wow, this is amazing. And I drank every bit of it in. I wanted to learn. I wanted to grow. I wanted everything God had for me. You know, during those early growing times, God showed himself. As a matter of fact, my husband says a lot of times, you know, God likes to show out. You know, God showed out in my life. He showed out in ways to show me and help my faith to grow. I remember one time we were going to have a cake decorating class, and I wanted to participate. My husband had quit his job at Sutherland Lumber Company because God had called him to preach. And because he quit his job, he quit a job that paid very well to take a job that we barely had enough. I had $10 a week to buy groceries with. But I wanted to take this cake decorating class. So I began to pray. And I said, Lord, if you would allow me to do this, would you provide what I need? I need powdered sugar. I need the cake mix. I need all these different things that I would need in order to take this class. Do you know the very next afternoon, there was a knock at my door. I opened the door, and there on the front doorstep was a bag full of everything that I would need to take that class. God showed me that he cares about every detail of our lives. Every little thing is not little to God. It's big stuff to God. He grew my faith during those early years so that I would know and grow and learn that he could be trusted and that he answers prayer and that he's there. There was another time that we were expecting our second child, and we didn't have insurance. And we didn't know how we were going to pay for her, honestly. And she was on the way. I mean, she was going to be here soon. And we got a check through the mail. It was a check that we had absolutely no idea was coming. It was from the job that my husband had quit. And it was over and above what it was going to cost to pay the doctor and hospital bill off. God shows up in amazing ways. And when we're growing and learning and desiring to know him more and more, he shows out. He truly does. And so as we walk in our, for those of you that haven't been saved that long and you're in this stage of your life, God wants to show himself, prove himself, teach you and grow you. So God was growing us in little steps, in bigger ways, but his goal was to grow us in grace. We learn to love people. We learn to trust people. And as we walked with God, we grew. Our journey continued over the years, and we learned another very important lesson that God wanted to teach us. He wanted to teach us that there will be trials and there will be troubles in the Christian life. So he taught us that there's going to be some rain that comes along. There's going to be some storms. There's going to be some times that are really, really hard. But, you know, as we think about that, these trials and tribulations, you know, God already warned us that we were going to have these as a Christian. He already said there's going to be times in our lives that we're going to be tried and we're going to be tested. In John 16:33, it says, "In this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you." Don't be surprised. Don't be shocked when troubles come in our Christian walk, walking with God for a lifetime. I dare say that there's not one person in this room today that hasn't gone through at least one trial, one heartache, one sorrow, one hurt, one betrayal, something in your life that has hurt you. Because we live in a fallen world. We live in a world that there are hurts. Life is sometimes really hard. It is. And the rains are going to come. But we have a choice. We can walk away from God when the trials come, or we can put on our rain boots and we can snuggle up close to God and hold on to his hand and walk through it with him. We have a choice. Isn't God good to give us a choice? Wow, what a blessing. He gives us the choice. And so when the rain and wind begin to blow in our lives, several years ago, I had a choice. I could put on my rain boots and hold on tight to God, or I could walk away. I'm so glad to tell you, I did not walk away when the storms came. I'm so thankful. You know, we learned going through trials, struggles, that God is there. And we learned that he never would forsake us, and that he was our strength, our comfort, our peace, and our joy. There's a lot of things that we can learn through trials and hurts and things that God allows to come into our lives. We can learn that God is faithful. We can learn that he can be trusted. We can learn that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His timing is not our timing. There are so many things to be learned through trials. He taught us that when he is all we have, he is all we need. I can tell you there were times going through the trials that we faced that I would fall down on the ground because I was hurting so deeply. And I would cry out to God, and he was there. He was there. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you're going through today, and I don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. But I just want to remind you, God is there. And he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always be there for you. He loves you. He taught us how to forgive. Anybody ever hurt you and you just didn't seem like you could bring yourself to forgive them? Maybe you're there right now. For unforgiveness will turn into bitterness and it will destroy you. He taught us to forgive things that really, I mean, if you think about it, just really are not even humanly possible to forgive, but you choose to forgive. But he taught us that. He taught us that you can keep going. You can keep going in your heartaches. You can keep going. And he will give you the power and the strength to keep going. And then another thing that he taught, or that he wants us to do when we're going to walk with him for a lifetime, is to walk humbly. You may say, what in the world is that? I'm a southern Mississippi girl. I grew up there all my life. It was home for me for 19 years. That's all I ever knew. It's all I ever wanted. I loved it there. My family was there. My husband's family was there. Everything I'd ever known was there. And God said, "You're going to Texas. Put on your boots." I'm like, oh, no, not Texas. No, I'm nothing against you folks. I love it now. I love it here. I'm so thankful God did what he did and moved me to Texas. But you have to understand, I never liked the Dallas Cowboys. I never did. And I know I probably lost a lot of y'all right now. I know. How many of you are Dallas Cowboy fans? Okay, I didn't lose anybody, did I? Okay. All right. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry, girls. But, you know, I'd always said, and you need to, if you don't get anything else, you need to get this right here. I always said, I will go anywhere but Dallas, Texas. Do not, let me warn you, do not ever, ever make that statement that you will go anywhere but. Because I do believe God does have a sense of humor. And, you know, I think that he will probably put you right where you said you would not go. And that's what he did for me. But you know what? He took what I thought at the moment was a horrible thing, to have to move from all I'd ever known and my family and everything to a place that I knew no one. But do you know that humbling ourselves means that we submit to God? We say, okay, God, whatever you want is what I'll do. Micah 6:8, he says, he hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? It's dying to self and yielding to God. That's basically what humility is. And so what I want to tell you is that by denying self and humbling myself and moving from Mississippi and home to a place called Texas, where everything was so foreign to me, God did some of the best things in my life. Once he moved me here, he saved my soul here in Texas. He called my husband to preach here in Texas. He gave me my beautiful family here in Texas. He put me in Trinity Baptist Church with some of my ladies that are here today. Thank you for being here. Ladies that I love, people that we love. He put us in Trinity Baptist Church, and he literally put us there. I mean, now as you look back over your life, you can see how God's hand literally picked you up and moved you to the place where he wanted you to be. Is it true in your life? Can you see God's hand working in your life right now? How he's moved circumstances and situations around to put you right where he wants you to be. God is amazing. He is amazing. Not only that, he put me in a position that I never, ever dreamed that I would be in. A pastor's wife? You got to be kidding me. Because I know me. I'm the girl that took a zero in English class because I would not get up in front of people and give a book report. I know me. And for God to do that, to give me the privilege of serving him in the ministry, what an awesome God we serve. How amazing he is. And I'm humbled. I'm humbled by the fact that he would even use me. I really am. And then the last thing that I want to share with you is that in our walk with God for a lifetime, he wants to show us how to walk on home. To do that, let's just put our walking shoes back on and walk on home. You know, as each day passes, as I get older, I got you. As I get older, heaven becomes so much sweeter. As you get, you younger girls, I know sometimes, you know, you just feel like you've got a lifetime ahead of you. But as you get older, you start realizing that, hey, I'll be 60 in 2 years. I've lived a good portion of my life. I mean, who knows? None of us know when we're going to die. But, you know, as you look back over your life and you reflect, you realize, you know what? I'm just like one day closer to heaven. Every day that God gives us, we're one day closer. And heaven's sounding sweeter all the time. It is. It's sounding so sweet. The greatest life on this earth is the one when we're walking with Jesus day by day. Day by day. He wants us to walk on home. Remember the verse I said, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, even to the place where we get home. What will you be remembered for in your life? What will people remember you by? Will they say, she loved, she gave, she cared, and she walked with God. She walked with God. I just want to finish this morning with a poem that I found that just pretty much kind of sums up everything that we've talked about this morning. It's called A Walk with Jesus. I took a walk with Jesus just the other day, and here are just a few things my Savior had to say. My child, I know that life is hard, the road is rough and long, but always know that I'll be there to fill your heart with song. When on that road you stumble, reach out and take my hand. I promise I will hold on tight, and I will help you stand. Sometimes you'll think I've left you, but remember that's not so. I gave my life to save you, and I'll never let you go. I'll never lie to you, my child, and I expect the same from you. Keep honesty within your heart in everything you do. Be kind to everyone you meet. Reach out to them with love. Do it in the name of Christ, your Savior from above. When friends and family hurt you through this life that you must live, do not respond in anger. Bow your head and then forgive. Bring all your troubles to me. Place them here beside my feet. You'll find there's not a problem your Savior cannot beat. But child, you must relinquish them. Let go. Do not hang on. Bring them here and walk away, and soon they'll all be gone. Please learn, my child, to trust me. Let your faith become your guide. For then we'll walk together forever side by side. Now as we part, remember, you'll never walk alone. And I'll be here to welcome you when it's time to travel home.
All right, ladies, if you'll get your program, we're going to sing Footprints of Jesus. We can all stand. I'm sure you're probably ready to stretch a little. You may be seated.
I've wanted to do that all week, walk on those footsteps. Okie doke. Right. All right, we're going to do another few more gifts. And if we still have a little more time, Maybe we can do another song. I don't know how we're running on time. Close? Okay. Huh? Good? Okay. All righty. I'm trying to dig them up. 60. Didn't put them away. Okay. Trying not to look as I'm pulling them out. Okay. 125. Fifty-eight. 103. Oh. All right, there's a pile of them stuck together. Yeah. 42. 1 minute. There's like a big gob of full. It's not. That's probably not fair. Huh. Okay. Now stir them up. Okay. 56. 56. 56, 56. 52. 52. That it? Okay. All right. Okay, I thank you, ladies. All right. Miss Michelle. We're about 20 minutes ahead? Okay. It's lunch is said 12:05, but okay. Yeah, if they're ready, we can go early. Because I told my husband, he said 11:55. And then he's worried about it getting cold. And I said, well, I can shut them down there at 11:45 if you want them. So anyhow, so we are still. Sure, let's do another song. That'd be fantastic.
Okay, while we're checking with the men in the back to see if the food's ready, let's do our, and y'all can stay seated if you want to, let's do our main song again, the Walking and Talking with Jesus.
I am walking and talking with Jesus. I had just let my life go astray. But one happy day, Jesus called me. Now I'm walking and talking his way. So now I'm walking with Jesus, and I am so happy to say, when Jesus came in, he took all my sin, and I'm walking and talking his way. What a friend we have in Jesus. That's what the old song says. Surrender your life to the Savior and start walking and talking his way. So now I'm walking with Jesus, and I am so happy to say, when Jesus came in, he took all my sin, and I'm walking talking his way.
Good job. Are they ready? Okay. Miss Michelle is praying for us. Is that correct? All right. Miss Michelle Flores. There you are. Not like I can miss her. This is our youth director's wife, and so she's going to pray and ask the blessing on the food. And then any instructions for them?
Quick. I could have stayed down there, huh? Yes, when you go out, you'll go down here. There's going to be two serving lines so that it can get through quickly. So there'll be one dead end to the hallway. You can go through there, and if you make a little right and then go down, so there'll be two long serving tables. So that is all you need to know. And then you'll go in around the corner to the left, and then we'll be meeting in the fellowship hall or gym, and that's where we'll be eating our dinner. All right, thank you.
All right, let's pray, ladies. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the fellowship this morning, and thank you for all the ladies traveling, for travel safeties, Lord, and the rain that you've given us. Lord, I just pray that you be with each one of these ladies here and prepare us for our afternoon service, Lord, and just pray that you touch our hearts. As we get ready to go to lunch, Lord, I pray that you bless the food, Lord, and give us nourishment to our bodies. And we thank you, and we ask this in your son's name. Amen.
Is this still on? Ronnie? The two speakers want to go ahead first, please. Okay.